Newsweek magazine has stopped publishing a print edition and is now digital only. Other publications are doing the same. If digital publishing is indeed where the future of non-broadcast journalism lies, the Michigan State University School of Journalism is beginning to train students to be ready. A senior-level class has published Glyph magazine for the iPad. They used software from Adobe called InDesign to build a digital magazine with video clips and graphics that make information pop off the screen. Two editions of Glyph are available at no charge in Apple's App Store. WKAR's Scott Pohl talked with Professor Cheryl Pell and students Nate Zamanek and Danielle Turcott about the project.
Our topic, overarching for all four classes, was mental health. And my particular group was doing college mental health students. And so we assigned stories. The students, you know, chose the stories that they were interested in doing. And then they wrote the stories. We had a lot of editing and so forth. And then that formed the basis of the magazine. And then after that, they had to work to earn points. They had to do various things. Danielle here took many, many photographs for the class, and as a good photographer would do. And they were fantastic. And then Nate was our producer. He's the one who made it, made the bells and whistles work in the program.
There were certain days where we all came together and we kind of did a big class edit. And so what I did beforehand was I actually read everybody's story and tried to think of ideas in mind. And so we came together and I would tell each person, I'd be like, well, I think this would work really well for this story. And so I kind of let the writer also give me feedback if they thought that was a good idea, so I'm not just totally ruining their vision, but I actually got to get really creative with it, which was exciting and challenging, too, because sometimes I didn't know where I would find someone to have something to fit the story.
And the great thing about having an iPad as your form factor is that you're not necessarily limited to the physical space that you are on pages, and you can do much more dynamic and interesting things. When we had an excess flow of content, we could maybe think about ways that we could use that content to enhance the interactive feel of the magazine in a way that you don't get with paper.
Nate, tell us more about your role in the project.
I'm actually a telecommunications major, but I originally started planning on going into journalism. That was a real big interest of mine. So when Cheryl said she had this Journ 400 capstone class and they were going to do this amazing iPad magazine, she said, look, I don't really have someone on here with the technical know-how. I've got some great writers, some great designers, and I know you can do both, and you can also do some of the techie things. So could you come in and help us? And so that's where I came to the project. And it was really fascinating to me because InDesign, that's what the professionals use. That's what Newsweek uses. That's what Time Magazine uses. I mean, that's what all the big newspaper designers, magazine designers use. And I've been using it for years, but there's a layer that's on top of InDesign that's very new that Adobe's trying to push that allows you to do this interactive stuff on the iPad. It's kind of an extra layer on top of the design. So you design it regularly like a magazine. And then once you have a structure of a page, you can work in on another higher level thinking about, well, how can this work on a screen? And how can people touch and navigate around the magazine and give them more of an experience of flowing through your content, more of a physical experience, and not just reading with your eye, but actually interacting with the page with your fingers and touching things and things appear or disappear, or using multimedia. We have some videos in the magazine that are really, really nice and really well produced by some of the other students. And we really tried to run the full gamut of different ways of expressing ourselves using this great new thing, the tablet, the iPad, to tell our stories. And that's my role, was helping to facilitate that, at least from a technical level.
You know, when I first looked at it myself, I was taken at the graphic layout in terms of some of the stuff you were just talking about, where you touch the screen and something pops out of the graphic you're looking at that goes into greater detail about the information you're trying to learn about. The phrase that popped into my mind at the time was the digital magazine of the future, which is dumb, of course, because it's the digital magazine of today, since you're doing it today.
Well, as far as I know, we're one of the only, and Cheryl can help me out with this, we're one of the only college-level journalism departments who are actually producing iPad magazines, at least in Michigan, that we know of.
In Michigan. There are a few others out there, but
there's definitely other smaller projects out there, but it's really on the horizon of things right now. But we're also seeing the move away from paper, I mean, like Newsweek doesn't exist as a magazine anymore. They're going to be a website and they're going to be mm-hmm. tablet magazine. And this is the tool that they're using. So MSU is very forward thinking.
And one of our grads is doing that iPad magazine for Newsweek, which I think is exciting.
And that's why I think we were all so drawn to this idea of creating a digital magazine or an iPad magazine, because we're still doing everything that a normal magazine would do. We'd be telling stories that matter, but we're doing it in more of an innovative way and kind of doing something that a lot of people haven't even seen yet. So it's exciting.
I just wanted to point out to Nate and Danielle, having looked at Glyph, the two of you are scheduled to graduate in May. If you want to do this for a living, I must say that if you showed up at my job interview and showed me Glyph and explained your role in it, you probably would have a job offer before you left my office.
That's nice. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, this is the thing is, as a journalist and as a content producer, this is where things are going very largely as far as written content goes. It's tablet stuff. It's you know, there's the web too, but I mean, there's such a huge base of people out there with tablets, and it, like Cheryl said, it's growing every year, and it's, you know, it's not going away. It's going to take over.
Well, it's an exciting project. MSU journalism professor Cheryl Pell, along with students Danielle Turcott and Nate Zamonic. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.